Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you let nothing
Once again, Friday night, and it is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and we are here tonight, and we're going to talk about Valaro, products that could help you really become a millionaire, billionaire, thousandaire, but you got to start somewhere. It's a concept. It's in your brain. Opportunities is great. We ain't no stopping us now. We're going forward. Let us tell this nation what we want, what we're going to be. We want our freedom. We want it now. We want it all. And we want it immediately. Dr. King was so precise and so specific. And things that you want, you have to call it out. And you have to be specific about what you want. So here we are tonight at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We're going to talk about being a billionaire, how you get there, how you start. We're in one of the richest countries and richest economies in the world. And it's driven by the consumer. The largest consumer that drives it is only 14 to 15% of the population, the African-American community. $2.3 trillion of gross national product every year make this the richest country in the world. And we started off originally making a rich country in the world through slavery, through the cotton and sugar, made this such a tremendous wealthy country. And so the money is there. You have to seek it. I mean, you can be a 9-to-5er. You can be entrepreneurial. You can be an inventor. You can have intellectual property. You can develop yourself to become a millionaire. And we look forward to also having our host here, Mr. Shalique Reed, eventually. But we're going to talk about how you become a millionaire. I believe it first starts with you. It starts with your concept of millionaire. It starts with your mentality. It starts with your ability. It starts with your creativity. It starts with, where do you want to go in life? What do you want to be in life? And how do you plan to get there? What roadmaps are you following? What strategic planning are you doing? And how are you developing? And who are you with? Who are you following? Who are you mentoring? Who's mentoring you? Who's partnershiping with you? Who are your people around you? They say the people around you would subsequently affect your environment and who you are as a person. So also that's very important, that the people that you're around, whether they have good intentions for you, whether they are motivating you, whether they are putting you in a place of safety, health, wealth, and expansion, mental expansion. And all of this is extremely important in the road to wealth. I've had the distinct pleasure and benefit from God and my father and my parents to become a millionaire at 18 years old. And, you know, I always had that mentality in my mind, always wanted to go towards that area. Didn't know much about it, but I knew that I wanted to be there, and I knew that I could one day get there. And I struggled and I worked towards getting there, coming from the segregated Dirty South, South Carolina, under the Jim Crow laws, and all the blacks, colored people couldn't do this, colored people couldn't do that, under all those circumstances. But through my tenacity, there's something of the word the Jews use, chutzpah. It means that you cannot be stopped. You know, you are mean, sling, what they say, means, a mean, slim, means, a lean, mean fighting machine, and that you're going on forward with your life, and you are going to do great things. It's all about you and God, the creator. God wants you. God said, I would that you prosper and be in good health. God wants good things for you. He wants to bless you, but you got to get in tune with God as well. And so later on, we'll have, Mr. Abdul R. Semi from Valara Products, which are products for the environment. They are anti-pollutant. They clean up your environment, clean up your air, and they are extremely, extremely, extremely effective with the coronavirus and keeping you safe. And they have a mechanism that you wear around your neck so that when you go around outside, you're protected. And I'm a member of Valara, and it's a group of effort. I joined under Mr. Sammy, and then someone can join under me, and so forth and so on. It's great products. You join for free, and you expose others to these great products that will protect their environment, that will protect their person, protect their children and their family. And it's a great, great, great opportunity. Is it one of those opportunities that could make you a millionaire? Imagine you just join for free. Right now in the coronavirus environment that we're in, it's such a tremendous opportunity to have, number one, to have these products in your home, around your person. But guess what? What a tremendous opportunity to help others to have safety and security in their environment and have antibacterial and something to take anti-toxic environment, something that will clean up the area and clean up the air and clean up everything. So we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff today. We're going to be talking about how do you join the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And we have MyProjectNeo.org, an organization that I'm so proud to be a part of, that helps develop the 1 million acts of kindness to those who are disenfranchised, impoverished, those who are needy and homeless, helping them, doing 1 million acts of kindness across America, creating a world, an environment of love and peace and harmony amongst all men. And I love that organization, MyProjectNeo.org. So to become a member of the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, you got to get your business blacklisted by joining the reparation program under MyProjectNeo.org. You go up there, you sign up, you go pick up your package, $8, $20, $40, $50, $100. I'm telling you, my people, when you get into this program, it's so tremendous. You want to take a $100,000 program, $10,000 program, $1,000 program, so you can move your economics forward, so you can have money to open up your business and start your road to the million, to the thousandaire status. We have a saying, to the thousandaire status, the millionaire status, and the billionaire status. We have a saying at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. To be a thousandaire, millionaire, billionaire, you got to start somewhere. That means you can start with a dollar. You can start as low as you can start with nothing, but you got to start. It starts in your head. It starts in your mind. It's a conceptualization that you can achieve if you put your mind to it. If you really, really want it, anything you really want, anything you can visualize, anything that you can see, anything that you can feel in your heart, God gives you a heart's desire. So anything you desire in your heart, you can achieve it. And that's the opportunity that's offered to you today to learn about the billionaire status and how to get there. America went from a thousandaire to a millionaire to everybody is going into the billionaire status. Everybody. Children, a 14-year-old kid the other day became a billionaire. A homeless man founded a technological development product, and now he is a billionaire. There's people coming. I got a friend just started a new electric car, the first African-American in hundreds of years to manufacture a car, and he's going to billionaire status. And there's so many opportunities for you as well to get into the billionaire status, and we are seeking those opportunities. We're going to open up the mics right now, and we're going to open up for questions if you have any answers, or maybe you have a contributing factor to explain to somebody how they can become a billionaire. Maybe you have ideas as well that you know that could happen, ways and means that people could accomplish the billionaire status. And so we definitely want to hear from you. And we're going to open up some of our mics right now. Open up 248-996. 248-996. Your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself. 248-996. 248-996. Your mic is open. You're on the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. Can you hear me? Okay, we're going to open up 914-979. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir, my brother. How you doing there?
Okay. Well, we're talking today indeed about the billionaire status.
Yes, indeed. Billionaire, millionaire status. I tell you, that's a good thing because, as you said earlier, you know, which is pretty interesting, when you were down south, you know, it was saying brown people or black people weren't, you know, supposed to be able to accomplish these things. And these are things that, as far as becoming wealthy and rich and all of that, that was just something that was off the table for us. But the bottom line is, you know, what you conceive and believe within your heart and mind makes a big difference on whether you're going to be able to be successful in moving forward to accomplish this. Because in this society, it pushes those thoughts of negativity that says that you're not really supposed to be able to accomplish these kind of things. But you have to step outside of that negative thinking pattern that they have placed in many of our minds and say, hey, you know what? I don't believe these lies no more. I'm just as worthy of becoming a billionaire, a millionaire as they are, you know? And I don't see why I can't. You know, matter of fact, I know I can. And once you start to get that attitude that you know you can, and you start to really visualize and to see yourself as that billionaire, then that's when you're going to be it. Because, like I said before, I remember I shared with you about a young gentleman that was in high school, and basically he was in his senior year, but he was getting ready to quit being track star because he kept on losing all these races. But once a person can reprogram their mind and start to see themselves not as a loser, but as a winner in life, that's when you can really start to see yourself achieving things. And that's what happened for him. He actually started to no longer see himself as a loser and not being able to win, and he started to see himself as a winner. And because he started to see himself as a winner, what happened with that, he ended up becoming not just a person that won a few races, he became third in the nation. And that was a great and wonderful thing. But these kind of things can't be done as long as you hold on to the negative thinking that this society has placed in the minds of our people. We have to break free from that and reprogram our mind. And that can be done through affirmation, visualization, and many other tools, mental tools that you can use that will definitely bring about some positive change. But if we don't deal with that, then basically, you know, that's when, you know, it makes it very difficult for our business to change because you have to see things from another perspective. And once you start utilizing those spiritual and mental tools that can really turn your situation totally around, that's when, you know, things start to change for you. So
definitely. I want to also remind the people, keep your thought that this is Dr. Benjamin Bridges from Spiritual Unity and Meditation, and he has a program on Thursday mornings, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 347-857-1311. And I'm going to tell you all while I'm saying this, he has a program this Saturday, every Saturday night, actually, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., 347-857-1311. The reason I'm saying this, because this affirmation that he's talking about, he have seen it happen, and I've known it to be extremely powerful and effective as well. And so I just want to, brother, let everyone know that it's imperative and necessary and not a shadow of a doubt that they need to come on your program on Thursday mornings, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 347-857-1311. And Saturday, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow night, 347-857-1311. Be with this brother here in Spiritual Unity and Meditation. It is so effective, people. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling out, if you're feeling displaced, if you're feeling like you're disconcerted, if you feel like you're really not being effective in your life, if you feel lonely, if you feel sad, if you feel even suicidal, depression, anxiety, stress, you must get on Dr. Benjamin Bridges' program tomorrow night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Try to get it on Thursday morning because sometimes it's good to start your morning off with spirituality and meditation. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So I'm just warning you. I'm warning you people that if you do not get on this program and you're feeling those feelings, it's a tremendous opportunity to get with this brother and his program. So I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that.
Well, I appreciate that, my brother. Thank you very much for sharing that with the people that are on the line right now. And I know that if they take advantage of it, that they're going to see some serious change. Like I said, the brother that I was dealing with in the chat, he just saw himself as a plain loser. He just couldn't see himself beyond that. But once he started to reprogram his mind by saying the affirmations, by doing meditation and visualizing himself as the first one crossing the finish line and being a winner at those track races, that's when he became a winner. But if you don't see it and if you don't believe it, it's very difficult for anything like that to really come about, you know. But just like you said, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it can all come about. But you just have to believe it in order to achieve it.
Yeah, you know, people are depressed today, brother. People are have high levels of anxiety. We're hearing so much wars. The Bible's in the last day, there'll be wars and rumors of the wars. We're hearing so much about so much pain and suffering and deaths that people are in a quagmire. They're in a condition psychologically. They're enslaved to this psychological depression. You know what I'm saying? Because all you hear is bad things on the news. Bad. You hear people talking to each other on the train and on the buses and walking down the street and in the offices and in the cafes and the restaurants and the concerts. All you hear is negative, 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 negative. And I know that people need a psychological release. They need to be physiologically and psychologically relieved from the conditions that they're experiencing right now. And it's so important that people take time out, because I know in your people, that's why I said 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Thursday mornings, if you're available, you know, definitely make his show 347-857-1311. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., 347-857-1311. And the reason I'm emphasizing this so much, because I know the power of meditation and spirituality, spiritual unity and meditation. I've done it myself with Dr. Binyamin, and it's been a tremendous, tremendous help for me, and I practice it myself every morning. I practice it at night before I go to bed. You know, the affirmations and the spiritual, the spirituality and the meditation. And it's been a tremendous, I'm extremely stressed, you know, I'll be honest with you, people. I come on the radio, I laugh, and I try to make things as positive as possible, but I got a lot of stress in my life, family, business, economics, bills, keeping things together, you know, people giving me bad deals and people running after me to try to get this, that, and the other, extremely stressed. But with the spirituality and the meditation, as I started with a brother Binyamin, it's just been tremendously relieving of me. It's been opened up my spirit, my heart, my mind. I do go to church and I am minister, but you know, good practices are always good. Good exercise and practices are always necessary to have. So anyone at the sound of my voice, I'm telling you, take some time out. Thursday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and get into the meditation, get into the spirituality, and see how your life will change. Take some time out tomorrow night, Saturday. Everybody either go to parties, you know, y'all go to the party about 12 or 1 o'clock, you know, so y'all take some time out before you go to the party, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow night, before 7-8-5-7-13-11. Take some time out to just get your spirit together. Get your meditation on before you leave the house. You go to the party with a great spiritual upliftment, and you go there with great anticipation, and you will go there with a great attitude as well as you go forward. So we're starting that as well. I want to also bring in Brother Abdul R. Semi. We want to talk about Valara products, and that's a great opportunity to become a millionaire as well. So we're going to open up the mic of 646-943-646-943. Your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Good evening. Are you able to increase your volume on your phone or talk closer to the phone or louder?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, so people, I want you to know about Valara products. It's so extremely important.
Can you hear me now?
A little more louder if you can.
What up? How's this?
Okay, we'll do what we got to do with. I am so excited, people, for Lara products. We're talking about the thousandaire, millionaire, billionaire status. We're talking about you got to start somewhere. But Lara products are extremely important products in today's society, being with the COVID, being with the bacteria we have in the air, being the sickness that we're getting. And Valara products is so important. Brother Abdul, our Sammy, Brother Sammy has a tremendous understanding about mold and the effects of it on you and your children and the ability of the Valara products to remove that from your environment, move from your air. There's products where you can wear around your neck, and when you go outside, you're protected from all types of bacteria and viruses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And quite obviously, you know, the one that we all concerned about, which is the corona as well. I mean, you know, put on, like the Bible said, put on the suit of armor before you leave your house. But you also need to put on some protection as well when you go out. So, Brother Sammy, tell us a little bit about the mold and how Valara products work in helping us in our environment, helping us around our physical body, protect us from all kinds of antibacterial, all kinds of toxics in the air and whatnot.
So the main thing that we are talking about is what brought it to light. The coronavirus brought it to light. But before the coronavirus, they had this mold, and mold is something that nobody talks about. Okay? It's there. It's organic. It's hitting about 90% of the households, and what it can do with your health. What happens is that, let me just backtrack. Most of the time when they talk about the people who has really, really problems with the coronavirus or correcting the coronavirus, they always talk about the people's immune systems and other preconditions that the people have, like diabetes, heart failure, and those type of things. Well, what happens is that those people are susceptible to corona in the worst way, because when the coronavirus hits the body don't have no really defense against it, so it just runs buck wild in these people's bodies. And that's why our folks, okay, has their numbers very high, because we have the hypertension, we have the diabetes, we have all those things. But the killer was that we have the mold and the bacteria in the house, and right now 90% of our time is indoors with this pollution. And if you look at all the side effects of these pollutions, one of the main things that it does is it reduces your immune system. It attacks your immune system. And that's the one thing that you need to be strong, this coronavirus. The other stuff, yes, but your immune system. And all the viruses and the bacteria that you have in your house, every one of them, when you start looking at the effects that it has on the body, it all has the effect on your immune system. And we don't, because, you know, air, we take it for granted, you know. And you know, if you don't have no water and somebody brought you a glass of water that was dirty, you wouldn't drink it. You know what I'm saying? If something happened with the pipes, and they tell you that, oh, you can use the water, but you have to boil it before you can use it, you would definitely boil it before you use it. But if I tell you that you only have to about a gallon of water a day to drink, and that water has to be clean, or you wouldn't drink it. But I'm going to say to you that you drink 3,000 gallons of air, and we don't even look at it saying, hey, man, is it clean or whatever? Because it just assumed that it's clean, but it's not. And we're living in apartment buildings and houses that have water damage, or that's usually the prerequisites to mold is a water damage, a pipe under your sink that's leaking, you know. And once you get to a certain amount, or you see it, or you try to say what I'm going to do is clean it. Mold is like a skunk. When you touch a skunk, it sprays. And once it sprays, it goes all through your house and goes through the air. And wherever it lands, it starts colonizing it again. So what happens is that when you start talking about the children, okay, if you have an infant and he's living in a mold society, environment, and it's sustained, he's going to be there for a long time, then he's going to get respiratory problems, okay? And it's going to affect him three times more than it's going to affect adults. If you have small children in a house, okay, with mold around, that is going to affect their health. It's going to be the prelude for asthma, okay? And asthma is a big thing in our community, you know? So what we have now is, since I said that, we're talking about the product. The product that is called Active Pure, and it's an air purifier. But let me say this: let me give you a little history. It does not work by like all the air purifiers that's on the market. Okay, so it has to be unique in its own right. If you go on the market and you look at all the air purifiers, they all operate the same way. They have you have a machine and you have filters. And what this machine does, it's got a fan on it, and it brings the air from the outside into the machine. And it draws the air through the filters, and then it comes out clean. Now, they say that's pretty effective, okay? But is it cost effective? No. If you want to run the fan, the bigger the fan, the more electricity. But now it's not a green product. What makes our product different is that the history on it is that they were having a problem in the space station. And the problem they was having in the space station was they was trying to grow potatoes. And for some reason, the potatoes wouldn't grow. So if the potatoes didn't grow, that means we all connected that there's something wrong within the space station that's going to affect the humans when they don't have the space suit on. So they found out that they was recycling the air, and in the air was polluted. So they had to find a way to solve that problem. So their scientists got together. As you know, man is really, when we come here, we don't know anything. So everything is a learned experience, except finding the nipple or breathing. But everything else is a learned experience. And those learned experiences that we learn to duplicate what's in nature. So what these scientists did, they duplicate how nature cleans the air. And they replicated that, and they brought it indoors. And lo and behold, what they replicated worked. Then the potatoes start growing, and all the plants start growing, because now they had purified the air. So how did it come down to Earth? Well, most of the things that they invent or create in space, if it has some redeeming qualities for human beings, they will bring it down. One of the things that's in the NASA Hall of Fame is the the GPS, the people that did the GPS. So now you don't have to worry about where you're going, because all you got to do is turn on the GPS, and the GPS will take you there. Well, this machine that we're talking about is that the owners of the company, what they did, they bought the rights to it. And when they am I still on? Hello?
Go right ahead. You're still on. Sammy? Okay. We have a little technological problem there. Sammy got disconnected or something, but he'll come back on in a few. Let me see here.
Yeah, I'm back on. I just wanted to know.
Okay. Yeah, we had a little technical situation. There's a storm, you know, moving around where the tower's at, where the radio program is programmed. So we have a little problem there actually as well. Go right ahead.
But where did I stop at? Where did I stop at? That's what I wanted to know.
Well, you were talking about the different products, and the fact of the matter is the environmental products and the different ones that are out there to help.
Okay. And I was saying to you, did I tell you about the HEPA filter? The filters,
well,
you're
talking about the aerospace, we were talking about high NASA space technology, the GPS system. That they have out now that NASA has considered, you know, I guess a real hot product, and as well as the Valara products using space age technology as well.
Okay, thank you. So what I was saying is that those things, that GPS became part of NASA Hall of Fame, and the Valara product is part of NASA's Hall of Fame, okay? And the reason I got into it, I'm a science buff. Okay, and I look for things that is going to be a game changer, okay? And I've been an entrepreneur, and that's how I have sustained my life, of knowing before what is the product. When I was in retail, I had to know what was going to be the upcoming product. So when the people seen it, that I had it, okay? So I was pretty good at judging what's going to be predicting what the people wanted. So in 1988, okay, there was a product that was we called a disruptive technology. And what a disruptive technology is a product that comes out that replaces and do the same thing that another product was doing for years, but they can do it now for cheaper, more efficient, and do it much better. So at that product was the computer. In 1988, I learned the computer. And if you know, I don't know how old people is on this phone, but before that, you had to go, if you want to get anything printed, you had to go to a typesetter. And the typesetter would set whatever you wanted, you understand? And he was the go-to guy for you wanted to do your newspapers, any type of flyers, anything that you wanted to do. Well, when the computer came, it completely wiped out. You don't hear nothing about typesetters no more, okay? So this was a technology that eliminated typesetters. You have another one is that you had the horse and buggy. The car came along, and you don't even talk about horse and buggy no more. Okay, I mean that's a luxury item that you see in England on Coronation, but other than that, you don't see that. So what happens is that when I look at this piece, and I'm saying that, wow, this is a technology that's going to come into the world and eliminate the businesses that are now you call mold removal, and remediation. And what happens is that this business can become very expensive. You know, I was talking to a doctor. I was on a seminar, and the doctor told that he had a mole in our house, and it cost her $80,000. It did cost her $80,000 to remove the mole, but they had to take out her. He had three floors of bathrooms, and they had to take out all the bathroom and take everything out and put new fixtures in. And of course, it's $80,000. So,
wow.
In the housing, that it all depends on how bad the mole is, how long it colonized, okay. And then when they come in with the hazmat suits, okay. When they find where the mole is, they have to almost build like a bubble, okay. So the mole won't get into no other parts of the house. And what they do is they'll tear down your walls and take
wow.
the mole out. So after they tear down all the walls and take care of the mole, you got to replace those walls. So it becomes very
wow.
expensive.
Wow.
The other thing about it is that you have the home inspectors that after you have say you have a fire, And they have a home inspector come. They have a person that comes with that will test for mold, and then they have the remediation people that come in to remove the mold. Now, a lot of times that those three people have to stay separate. They can't be the same. They can't cross pollinate. In other words, the guy that comes and says you got mold, he can't be the guy that comes and remediates. Because he can tell you that you got more mold than what you have and up the price. And so it's to keep the corruption down, they separate those three
checks and balances.
Okay? But what happens is that what we have is that you don't have to take down the walls. You don't have
Amen.
To do those things. This little machine...
Great.
It kills the mold, kills the virus in three minutes.
There you
okay?
go.
It's a machine that takes care of the mold without doing all those things that you're talking about. And we have
there
one
you go.
That is the ozone. It also, I'll tell you how the workings of it, but ozone kills mold right away. But it's many people can't deal with it because it's dangerous. It's not conducive for human beings. In other words, if you bring an ozone machine in your house, what you would have to do, you have to leave. And when you come back, you have to open up the windows and everything to dissipate the ozone. Because it's oxygen, but it's oxygen 3. So it's not
right. So what we see here now, Brother Sammy, we see that there's an opportunity for a business, a tremendous opportunity for a business here. $80,000, $100,000, I heard people spend money to remove mold in mansions and big homes, 14,000 square foot homes, 7,000 square feet homes. It's a tremendous opportunity, people, to not only help the environment, help the health of people going forward. It is a tremendous opportunity, and we want you to become a part of Valara. We want you to become a part of it. You can call myself at 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007. And you can also call Brother Sammy at 646-943-3978.
Ron, I'm going to stop you for a minute. This is your show. I'm your guest. Okay? Let them call you. Let them call you, and I'll be involved. This is your show. I'm here to help you. You okay?
I appreciate that so much. That's very honorable of you. I appreciate it because I want to go into the second phase of the show, which is everybody joining the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And the reason I want people to join, Sammy, because we have 1 million acts of kindness across the world to help our needy and impoverished people, keep people from being homeless, and going in the street and to save them from economic depravity. And so we want everyone to join the MyProjectNeo.org. We want you to go to the reparations program. You can pick a package from $8 to $20, $30, $40, $100, $1,000, $15,000, whatever your preference is. And you get, and then you get your company blacklisted, and you join the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And the benefit there is that we have funding from $50,000 to $250,000 in funding. And we're very liberal. Our terms are very simple, and the interest rates are very small. And we're not asking you for a million zillion documents, and you have to be in business 100,000 a year. When you know what your mom and daddy did, it's very simplistic, and it's very easy to get this funding that we're offering you now as you come and you join the reparations program, get your business blacklisted, get yourself blacklisted. If you have an idea, a new startup company, and you want funding, this is the place to be. So we're asking all our listeners right now, the sound of my voice, to go to my project, my project, project, neo.org. Go to sign up, get into the reparations program. We're going to do millions of acts of kindness. And then Black Business Billionaires Network Club has a Black Shark Tank that's going to fund your business. So we want you to join. Join, join. You can call me 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007. Brother Sammy, we want you to be a member of the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We want you to join as well our reparations program. We'd love to have you in as well. We want you to join. We want all our listeners to join in, and we want to go forward with economic stability in the Black community. There's many, many opportunities, people, for financing. And the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we have the Black Shark Tank that can get you money for your business. We want you to join Valara. We want you to be healthy. We want an environment to be healthy. We want all of us to be healthy. Those of us who do not want to take the vaccination, Valara products, the one you carry around your neck, is a tremendous opportunity to protect yourself, protect your children, protect your family, and not have to get the vaccination shot as well, and be protected, as well as other things ones are doing, natural homeopathic medicine and herbs to help yourself, and with a lot of products that even and boost it up as well. So we want you to give me a call, 914-363-9007. We want you to join the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We want you to get your company and yourself blacklisted so that you can get part of this Black Shark Tank opportunity and as we go forward. And I sent everybody an invitation to join MyProjectNeo.org, the reparations program. I sent everybody a link to it. I sent you, Sammy, a link. Love to see you joining on as well. Go to that link, open it up, Sammy, and join in, join in, join in. Right now, the man himself who created the MyProjectNeo.org and the 1 Million Acts of Kindness and the reparations program and the food and services that we provide for people in need, and the acts of kindness we do directly with our volunteers in the streets all across America. The man himself, I'm going to bring him in, Dr. James W. Wimborn. Let's give him a nice hand, as we always do. Bring him on to the show. The best thing to do, my so good to have you on.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on here with the Black Business Billionaire Network Club. And
definitely, and we're gathering members. We got Brother Sammy. We got a host of other businesses on tune right now, and we're asking all everybody. Right. I sent everybody a link. All of y'all, y'all calling in because all of y'all got the link. Go ahead and join MyProjectNeo.org. Go ahead and pick a package from the reparations program. Go ahead and get blacklisted, whether you're getting your business blacklisted, whether you're getting yourself blacklisted, if you, you know, for the funding of the Black Shark Tank, a funding opportunity as well. And you were saying?
No, I was just saying that what I didn't get a chance to say, but what I would say is that I encourage everybody to do as Dr. Robinson has requested. We are putting together something that I think that is game-changing on a couple levels, where as we have been able to create our own economic system for our people. And within it, there are certain rewards that come within it. We have the reparation program, certainly, that's coming out of it, and we have a system for doing that, little pieces at a time, adding up to bigger and bigger and bigger pieces. So I encourage you, like Dr. Robinson said, please, by all means, go by and sign up at my project, www.myprojectneo.org. Look at the different packages which you take. We call them the reparation package. Each package comes with various information. It also comes with various income opportunities. And so that's the good thing about it, that our economic system have other amenities and elements in it to secure the future, the financial future of black people everywhere. And so we want to encourage you to go by and check it out. As I always say, I don't want anyone to join up thinking that we have got some type of get-rich-quick program. It's not that at all. What we've created is an economic system that will build wealth from you from a one-time investment. And just the act of combining funds and spreading funds around, or circulating funds. And it's important that we circulate funds amongst our community, because if you know, you've talked to me, you always hear me talking about how many times money circulates within the community once it hit, and how the money circulates 23 times in the Jewish community. It circulates 16 times in the Asian community, and there is no circulation within the African-American community. It stays within our community, ladies and gentlemen, for 6 hours before we are forced to take it out. And the reason why I say we're forced to take it out is because we don't own anything in what we call a community, because it's not a community, because we aren't communing. We're not communing together because we don't own anything there. So it's really in our neighborhood, the place where we live. So there's no circulation of those funds, and those funds are going directly out. Well, our system allows those funds to stay with us, that we can barter and trade and circulate funds with us and have that money accumulate and multiply and have the interest on it multiply over time until it creates financial independence for everyone that's in line, everyone that's been a part. It takes a village. It takes us coming together and working together like the ants. You see, we've tried to get rich and get it all at one time, but we've created a system where we could work and invest in ourselves and create our own future financial security. We won't need anybody else. We won't need a stimulus. We'll be able to give stimulus. We won't need any of that stuff because we've been able to take care of our own stuff for ourselves. So I encourage you to go by the website. Again, that's www.myprojectneo.org, and look at the different mission, look at the reparation package, look at the compensation package, look at the referral package, and how you can build a business within the project. So we encourage you to do that. And then give us a call and let us know. I understand that Dr. Robinson gave out the link, a link, his link, I would imagine. And so hit the link. Click the button and go in and sign up.
And we want y'all to know that this is a networking opportunity. That's why the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is joining up as the Black Shark Tank. Because we want to network with you, we want to help you with your business. The whole purpose of myprojectneo.org is to economically develop our communities, give opportunities for us to have our own businesses, so that we can hire our people, we can develop our own hospitals and nursing homes. These things can happen if you try. Ain't nothing fair but a try. You know what I'm saying? If you don't try, you can complain. And if you ain't trying, then you just talking loud and ain't saying nothing, like James Brown said. So my brother, my sister, join the myprojectneo.org. Go there and sign up. I sent everybody the link that's on the radio station right now. I sent out 100 people, and I know y'all listening. Some of y'all dropped off, unfortunately, because of the weather and things of that sort. But everybody, join. That's why we have the opportunities for the $50,000 to $250,000 investment. That's why even joining the reparations program is a financial gain for you and your family. To have a financial opportunity there as well. So it's a win-win-win situation. We want you to join. It's extremely important because it's networking. It's coming together. It's working to develop. We can't do it by ourselves. I don't care the richest man in the world. If he had all the money in the world and had no connection with nobody else, he'd just be sitting there rich and ain't nothing going on but the rent. So you need people. We need to work together. That's how it starts. From a thousandaire to a millionaire to a billionaire, you got to start somewhere. You know, what is your journey? I know Dr. Winborn knows this one because he's very intelligent. You know, I'm a little South Carolina sharecropper son, but he's very intelligent. $1,000
journey of a million miles starts at the first step.
Thank you. A journey of a million miles starts at the first step. There you go. You got to start somewhere, people. You got to crawl before you walk. You got to want something in order to get something. So I'm encouraging everybody to join. I'm going to open up the mics. I'm just going to ask you, did you join the Black Business Billionaires Network Club? Did you join the reparations program? And then once you join that, you become blacklisted, whether you are business or not a business. Can a person get blacklisted if they have intellectual property, have an idea that they want to develop that we can finance? Can we blacklist an individual as well as they get ready to start a business?
Absolutely, because what you're doing is you're putting on the list their product or service that's coming down the line. So it's like pre-ordering. So, they can still be blacklisted.
Okay, great. So I'm going to open the mic. So I'm going to ask you one question, and you can say yes or no. It ain't no shame in the game. I'm going to ask you whether you're blacklisted, and you say yes or no. Okay, 914-979, are you blacklisted? 914-979, are you blacklisted?
No, but I soon will be, brother. That's for
you
sure.
Are blacklisted.
Like
Dr. Benjamin Bridges, you joined the reparations program. Remember?
Yeah, because we've been talking about it. Oh, you're talking about, no, you're right. I am listed.
You're blacklisted. There you go. Holler out. Are you blacklisted?
Yes, I am. Come to think of it. But
amen, amen. Thank you so much.
I wanted about it. I wanted
there
to
you go.
Invest Call more up. Money into it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, brother. Caller 347-880. Are you there? 347-880. 347-880. Okay, we'll come back to you. Okay, 631-358. Are you blacklisted?
It was so close. I said it was three.
It's like, I'm sorry. 631-358.
Are you blacklisted?
Oh, they're calling. Oh, they're calling me. All right, I'll talk
I'm
to you.
I'm calling you.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Yeah, man. What's up?
631.
What's up? I'm listening to you.
Are you blacklisted?
No, I'm not. Not yet. You didn't blacklist me yet.
Okay. Better get blacklisted, brother. Get on the ship.
Listen, man.
Yeah, I'm
telling you.
I got to get on the ship. No, y'all
yes,
guys
sir.
Didn't do that yet.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir. We're gonna make sure you get blacklisted. Okay. We're going to do that. Thank you so much, my brother. Appreciate it. I know who you is. I know how to get to you. 646-972. This is the man himself. We're gonna give him a nice little welcome. Get him in here. Technology is going crazy today, man. I'm telling you, this is like some crazy stuff. You're like Twilight Zone or one of them things.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting really funky here. This, but here we go.
Give me Hello, hello. How's everybody
hello.
Doing?
What's going on? Hey, what's on? Happening?
Hey, man.
Brother Salik, are you blacklisted?
I think you can answer that. I mean, I've come with ideas about a podcast. I'm part of the Neo Nation project.
There you go.
I'm going to let you answer that because I got plans. I've already presented the podcast. So I definitely fall under the category of not only being blacklisted, but also as one who has brought an idea that I'm just waiting for the green light. So when we're able to sit at the round table and pretty much see if we can push that, then, you know, hopefully we can provide jobs and other assistance, you know, through media and communications. Maybe my idea might be something that's worth something, you know? So, hey.
Amen. Hey, you know, amen. You have good ideas, and you're blacklisted, so we got to get your ideas going quick as possible.
All right, that's
definitely looking
that's
to get to the round table with you. And work on your ideas as well. You always have good ideas.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to all of you and listeners out there to let them know that I came kind of late. I've been doing some runs and stuff like that. And, you know, so basically I just want to apologize. But, however, I was listening to the investment opportunities. Dr. Winborn, good evening. To the whole Neo Nation community, good evening. I just definitely wanted to encourage and inspire everybody to get not only involved with Tapestry, which is an investment opportunity, but to also get involved with my project Neo as an investment opportunity, to also get involved with Valara, because Valara is definitely an investment opportunity. I've done research on it, and they actually allow individuals to there's like a more than just an affiliate marketing aspect, but it's almost an aspect where it's almost a company that provides an individual the incentive to, they have like a part, they have like a partnership program, which allows an individual to, it's almost like Avon in a sense, where you know how Avon is like, you know, you create your own hours, you're your own boss. However, you're promoting the Avon product, but you are your own boss. So Valara is definitely one of those products and services that allow an individual to get their own hours and employ people. So I would encourage an individual that the service and the business in itself is excellent. So, but like I said, my project Neo and Tapestry and all of the things that Neo Nation has to offer, there's more in store, so just keep on the lookout and keep on the watch for what my project Neo has to offer. I won't be able to stay long because I'm on the road right now, and I'm
okay.
In the process of doing. Yeah, so I mean,
I'm glad you're on the road. I want you to spread the word to get people blacklisted. Give them my number to call me, 914-363-9007. I'd be glad to help them to get blacklisted, to get their business or their idea or their, you know, some people got intellectual property and they want to get it blacklisted, they want to get it financed. We'll help them out.
Right. So I just want to thank you all for the opportunity, and thank you, Dr. Robinson and Dr. Winborn, because
you know,
I've
got one thing I want to just give, just a point of information. It's a little off the topic, but it's the same, and I thank everybody for tuning in. But I found out today, this week, we passed the threshold of over 4,000 callers into the show. So that's some good stuff. I just wanted to put that out there to tell everybody to keep up the good work.
That's wonderful news. Wonderful. Excellent. That's wonderful. And with that, I'm definitely going to continue to spread the word. And hopefully my idea can be funded with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And hopefully I can pretty much create a budget and expand the promotional aspect of the what my project Neo has to offer and Neo Nation as a whole. With that said,
Amen. I want to let all the new callers that just came in as well, I want to let them know we're talking about the black listing of your business, your idea by joining the reparations program, myprojectneo.org, and we open up your mic. We're just going to ask you, are you blacklisted? If you don't know what it is, I will tell you. 718-440 Are you blacklisted?
No, I'm not.
And so we have to get you blacklisted. Tell us your name and where you're located.
My name is Fred Braswell. I'm located in
Fred, what's happening?
I'm doing my friend.
Fred,
all right.
Fred, tell us what's on the car business, brother. What's happening with the car deals?
Man, the car deals are kind of crazy right now. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I like selling cars for a living, but they're kind of crazy right now because everybody's selling them either at sticker or slightly over sticker or very much over sticker because they have no inventory. So they're kind of taking advantage of customers right now. I'm not trying to be in that group, but I'm still selling cars at a fair price. But yeah, it's kind of crazy out there, man. I went myself to buy a car for my wife the other day because her lease is over, and they told me that they were going to sell me the car at $2,000 over sticker. I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Wow. Well, did you tell them? You didn't tell them you were in the industry. You kept that a secret, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, I want to see how they're going to.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, sure. But it's kind of crazy.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Fred, we have the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We have MyProjectNeo.org, which is a reparations program to help economically develop our communities and help our businesses grow. We have the Black Shark Tank, which will give from $50,000 to $250,000. Loans to our small black businesses in our community so we can hire our own people, develop our own businesses. And, you know, by the grace of God, we can open up some these car dealerships as well and develop that in our communities. Because the largest, let me tell you something, people that people don't know, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, okay, Jaguar, as they say it in England, you know, Volvo, they were going out of business. Chevy, you know, General Motors, the big three that we have in the United States. They were going out of business. Guess who kept them in business? The African American community. But do we get anything back from them? You have to check to make sure. Is BMW developing any opportunities for our young black people to get into the car industry, whether it's mechanics, whether it's administrative, whether it's sales or whatever? Are they going to the black historical black colleges and offering opportunities for them? This is the thing you have to look for. Mercedes do have a technical development program with the black universities and colleges and things of that sort. Okay, so they do have some kind of offering. But do the other dealers have anything they're offering to our community? You can't just spend your money with anybody and everybody if you're not a good, frugal, consumer. Now, if you're not an educated consumer, that means understanding your product, what you're buying, understanding the quality, and understanding if they support your community. That's important. It's important that if you have a supermarket or a grocery store or a shoe store and black people going there and buying and you want to do a community a block party or something like that, you go in that grocery store and you say, listen, we want you to supply us with some sodas, with some potato chips, whatever, because they should support the community that's supporting them. If people are not supporting your community, Jews do not support. Why do Jews have so much money? Because they do not support nobody, don't support them. Why do white people have so much money? Because they don't support nobody that support them. Okay? You have to be frugal with your money. You have to be sensible about it. And that's why we at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we want you to join us together. We want to join the reparations program. Brother Fred, want you to get on to I sent you a link to myprojectneo.org. And I sent you to the reparations program where we can all join as a people in the community to develop opportunities, not just for us, but for our children, our grandchildren, so forth and so on. You have to support those who support your community. You have to make people aware. Jesse Jackson did something very ingenious, whether people realize it or not. He did a Wall Street Initiative. He went to the big corporation. He said, listen, if y'all hire black kids, if y'all go to the black colleges and y'all hire the black children, it's a benefit to y'all because black people are the largest consumers. They're giving y'all money anyway, and they'll continue to support y'all if y'all support them. And now we got Black Wall Street Initiative where hundreds of thousands of young black students across the country go to Wall Street and get interviewed by major Fortune 500 companies, end up in major positions and major jobs. So I'm just saying, connect the dots, be a very educated consumer. Fred can tell you about having knowledge of purchasing a car. When you have that knowledge, you know what you're doing, you know what you're purchasing, you know the quality of it. You went to consumer repair reports and you saw everything and you know the financing from back to front. And, you know, now people got these – I used to hate it. I sold cars at one time for General Motors. And I just hate people coming there with these piles of things telling me that they even supposed to get back some of the money from the holdback, which is 3% that's given to the, you know. So I was like, wow, you got these geniuses that come in. Well, you know, Ron, I have this and this and this, and you want to make that deal because you need it, because you know something about it, people. If you close at 5 in the beginning of the month, you might end up with 30 at the end of the month. So it's okay. It's a numbers game, but be aware and be a good consumer. And Fred, tell him how to contact you. Fred is a good guy. He's an honest guy. He'll sell you $10 over list. So don't worry. I'm the same with y'all. He ain't gonna do that. But Fred is a good guy, and he can help you out. Fred, tell people how to contact you.
Yes, contact me directly. It's 718-440-5988. I'll say that again. 718-440-5988.
Now, the final question, Fred, are you going to get blacklisted?
Oh, definitely, man. That's why I called
brother.
I saw the notice, and I said, hey, let me call and find out what's going on. You know that?
Is there a car lot?
I work for a company. I work for Rally Acura in Roslyn, New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
In Long Island, yeah.
Okay.
I have my own, you know, home set up there, but yeah, definitely. I like the hood up, but I've been there since January. I like it. I've been in the car industry now for about 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Sounds good.
Yep. Yes.
And now that you're getting blacklisted, even better.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate you coming on.
You know, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And listen, people, all my Black Business Billionaires Network Club members, all my people that have been blacklisted, please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your brother, tell your sister. The opportunity is going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Not only join the reparations program and the economic opportunities there for your family, but also the Black Shark Tank and the financing from $50,000 to $250,000. We're not going to ask you for like 10 years financial like the bank do. We're not going to ask you what you got an A credit rating. We're not going to ask you how much money you got in the bank, how long you've been in the business, what you bring to the table, how much money you got right now to bring to this whole thing. No. We're going to help you out. We know we're struggling. We're trying to help build businesses in our Black community. And we, sir, ma'am, we need your help. And us together can make a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity. So we just wanted to let you know that, people, and we want you to stay tuned. Everybody stay tuned. Stay where you at. We're going to go for commercial break. We're going to be right back with Dr. James W. Wimborne. He's going to teach us how to liberate ourselves from mental slavery.
Wow.
I'm giving you a big job.
Entertainment, worldwide, network. We all live. We in your speakers, and on your mind. Ten o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I signed on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's What's good, homie?
This your boy Big D.
It's your folk checking traps.
This your peace, Captain Mac.
I let your boy Boss Lena.
It's your boy Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy Joe Dirt.
Hey yo, what up? It's your boy Buddha, aka Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vid Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude Insane G.
What up? This your boy Jihad, aka J Hood.
Yo, this your folks Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partners, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515.
We're back, and we want to tell everyone, are you blacklisted? Are you under myprojectneo.org? Are you going to get blacklisted, which is an opportunity to get in the Black Shark Tank, which would give you a loan up to from $50,000 to $250,000. We also want you to get into a reparations program, which is going to bring economic development to our black communities and to your personal family. And so when we open up the mics, we're going to ask a real strange question. We're going to ask you, are you blacklisted? I'm going to open up 818-613, and we're going to ask you the question, are you blacklisted? Okay. Technological problems there. You can call back in and get back on so we can get you blacklisted as well. And we're so happy to have everybody on tonight that are getting blacklisted or interested into getting blacklisted. So, Dr. Winborn, we are doing very well here, 99.9%, besides the one that we just lost there in the technological situation, but everybody's getting blacklisted.
All right.
What a great opportunity.
That's That's great. I'm glad to hear that. And like finally we're gonna get some things done. You know?
Amen.
And get some recognition and able to once again there's strength and unity with us coming together and working on it. You know, I always talk about being able to take those things that the enemy meant for harm and use them for good. So I count it all joy to be blacklisted, understanding what it is. And it's, you know, with our conglomerate of black businesses coming together and doing business and trading amongst each other, we have the ability to have our own separate but equal economy. Because obviously their system is not working for us. Trickle-down economics is not working. I don't know if anybody realizes it or not, but we're going to have to come up with something else. And so we got to find another way to create legacy and something for our descendants that are coming after us. And I was telling somebody earlier today, you know, it's unfortunate, but you can't inherit a job. You can inherit a business. You can inherit a system, but you can't inherit a job. You can't inherit an apartment, you know. And so we are people that have these things, apartments and jobs, and we don't own anything. They're just all temporary. Then we are just continually operating in the same cycle over and over and over and over. So something like being blacklisted is definitely needed. Something like the Black Shark Tank is definitely needed. And something like Project Neo's reparation program is definitely needed. The good thing is that we have all of these resources available. And it reminds me of the scripture that says faith without works is dead, which means you can do all the believing you want. You know, if you don't get up and put some work in behind what you believe in, then even the scripture tells you that it's of naught, that it's dead, and nothing is going to happen. And so you have to get up and do something. So we just can't sit around and wait for things to get better. We have to do something to make things better. When we look at the level of police brutality that we are experiencing out of people, I mean, they did a show, it was a special on Channel 13 PBS on yesterday called Driving While Black. All right, just dealing with all of the ills that black people have to go through just from getting in their car, trying to go from point A to point B. So what does this have to do with what we're talking about? What does this have to do with what we're talking about is that we have to learn. If we can come together, as long as we separate and split apart, then we're weak within ourselves. But when we learn to come together and pull our resources together, we become stronger and we get more respect. And some of these things that we see going on in the street will begin to change if they know that there's going to be absolute consequences, because now we are people that can do something about it. We're in a position to do something about it. We're not just poor people sitting around waiting on the next check to come so that we can get something to eat. We created our own financial freedom machine for ourselves. All we got to do is use it.
There you go. Such a great opportunity for us to move forward together and this opportunity to go to the myprojectneo.org and, you know, get blacklisted to join the reparations program to economically develop our communities. It's such an extremely important process to get started. You got to start. People complain, but they're not doing anything. It's very important to start. Even God said, you make one step, I'll make two. He said, do something. You know, he's asking you just to make one so he can make two. So he's trying to encourage you to make a move. You have to make a move. You can complain. My thing is this. Good, when you watch these war strategies of the history of wars, a good military leader, I don't know what you call him, the big head man that leads the war, he has a strategy. He studies his opponent. He understands him. Muhammad Ali was great because he studied his opponent. He understand how he punch, where he's going to punch at, and where he's going to start, and how quick he is, and what type of, whether he's a slugger or he's a mover, you know, he studied them. That's what made him such a great, great, great boxer. And that's life. In life, you got to study your opponent. You got to your opponent. You got to know where he's coming from. You got to understand the economy. You got to understand government. You got to understand what is the reason for prejudices, systemic racism. What is the reason for white privilege and non-black privilege or whatever? Where does stuff start from? And people wake up and they say, "Oh my God, look what's going on!" And that means that you've been asleep for 400 years. You have not studied and understand. I understand what happened in the beginning. My grandmother always said, if you start off wrong, you're going to end up wrong. America started off wrong. You don't do what they did to people and expect good results. But cover it up with ice cream and cake and try to act like it was something good. And that's where the deception come in. And then like my dad said, you have to tell a lie. To tell a lie for that lie, then you got to tell a lie to cover that lie, then you got to tell a lie to cover the other lie, and next thing you find yourself, you're going crazy. We're telling lies, and history is the truth, and the truth will set you free. So when you understand where you at in terms of your historical factors and understand where you – it'll let you know where you at right now. I'm not surprised about it. None of this stuff that goes on right now today surprises me because I understand the history. I'm not delusional about what America is about, what my purpose and my deal was here. See, first of all, anything you go into, people know the motives of people. Because people go into everything with a motive. People go to church with a motive. They go to school with a motive. They join a gang, the Blood, Crips, Crabs, what do you call themselves? They join gangs with motives. Okay, people walk into to buy a house with a motive. People get married and have a motive. Everything is a motive. And the motive is basically your idea of what you want to get out of that situation. So once you understand a person's motive, you understand where they're coming from, then you can understand how to deal with them. And that's what we have to do with America. We understand the motive of America. Why was it created? Where it come from? Why did it do what it did? Why did it get where it got right now? What's going on right? What is the motive right now going forward? You know what? You know, people are so surprised that certain kind of viruses are going, and people are surprised they just not learned about genocide and population control and who wants to do this and who wants to do that. You got to understand these things. People got motive. The Bible said they come. The wolves come in sheep clothing. They ain't gonna come in. They ain't gonna be a sheep and come in wolf clothing. They're gonna beguile you. The Bible said they're gonna be eloquent. They're going to speak well, and they're going to know God's word from the back and the front, and they're going to tell you all these wonderful things, and they're going to smell good, look good, hair going to be good, drive a beautiful car, live in a big house, have a beautiful wife, and everything looks like so hunky-dory. But what is their motive? In the underlying factor, what do that person want out of you in the situation that they got you in? And once you understand that, you can be very powerful as a person, you know, as an individual. Because you understand what's going down and you're not surprised by stuff, you know. That's what I see. I see too many people are just too damn surprised, you know. Gumba Powell, surprise, 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 you know. Too many people are just surprised. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. I really don't understand how nobody can be here for 5 minutes in America, a black person of color, and be surprised by anything. It's just so open and out of there right now. It's so raw. You know, it's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? And you just have to study them people and understand what their motives are, see how they operate, and then set a strategy for changing yourself. And that's what I see with the reparations program, myprojectneo.org, with getting blacklisted. You know, that's a strategy. It's a strategy going forth to economic develop ourselves, develop our people, and to do for self. One thing everybody agree on, black people in America, one thing we all agree on, and I think is across the board, whether you're rich, educated, poor, fat, skinny, good-looking, you know, mentally challenged, whatever you want to call it, everybody agree that we need to be self-sufficient. We cannot rely and depend on others, and that's why it's so important, people, to get blacklisted. To get a part of, on a serious note, it's getting to that point, you know, Dr. Winborn, where you got to call a spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? Right. And you can't be shy about it. You know, it's not. There's no more of those days where we get together and say, you know what, that's what they did.
Right.
No, no, no. You got to call it out. You got to call it out.
We've got
to. And the Bible says, speak those things as if they exist.
Right. You have to be plain about it, because it looks like trying to be nice about it, trying to enlighten people without hurting their feelings, has not really worked. And so we at a point now where we just have to call it out for what it is. I mean, because of it, when it comes to abuse, the abuses, whether it's economic or physical abuses that the black people have suffered, if you fall into that classification, or African American people, or Negro people, however we identify ourselves these days, you know, these are the things that we just have to be able to come together, and we can, because now is that time, because they are just outright with it. There's no shame, you know, with what they're doing, you know, and it's like they're escalating on purpose. When a police officer comes to your car and tell you to get out, he don't have to tell you why he's telling you to get out. He don't have to tell you why he pulled you over. None of those things. He don't have to show you any of that respect. Just get out and do what I say or die. Because I'm going to start kicking your butt. And if you try to protect yourself from me whipping your behind, I'm going to say you resisted. You follow me? So we need to come together and even begin to create even our own security forces, our own police forces, where as far-fetched as that may sound, but these are the things that we may have to do, because I don't think that we can trust the authority right now with what we see that's going on. And we're not going to be to do that by just sitting back, and I don't want to offend nobody. It's not going to happen by you just sitting back and praying. We've been praying for 400 years. All right? And it ain't going to happen for you just going to a march. We've been marching for hundreds of years and crying and begging and hoping, please treat me nice. Please see that I'm your equal. And none of that has worked. And we have not had the resources to pull ourselves together. And I can tell you something else. In the past, when we've tried to do that, they become jealous because they understand their weakness, all right, and they've tried to destroy it. I know this may go roundabout, but it really isn't, because it really all comes back to the same thing. And that is, we need to be financially independent. We need our own systems. Our own systems. In order to create that level of respect. There's no police brutality in Chinatown. You don't see no Chinese people complaining about how the police treated them. You don't see that. You don't see that in the Sephardic areas of Brooklyn where the Jews are, where they running around with the yarmulkes and the curls. You don't see that there. You don't see them on the news where they pull up to the car and is it, what are you pulling me over for? You don't see that. Just get out the car. Get out. Get on the ground. Back up. Put your hand behind you. You don't see that. Why? Because they get stronger. The community and the support system is stronger than ours. Unfortunately, ours have been fragmented. Ours have been fragmented through brainwashing. A lot of us believe the lies that white people have told us about ourselves. We believe it on our own self. And we go around, act on it, and respond to it. We believe that money is not meant for us, and so most of the times we don't have it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's scripture. These are all principles and all ideas that we need to come together and control and get a hold on, and then begin to create a pattern of success for ourselves and our offsprings and our offspring's offsprings. That's it. I've done enough preaching for tonight.
Amen. So we're going to open up the mics. If anybody want to have a final say or if you want to contribute something to the conversation, we're going to open up 248-996. 248-996, your mic is open. Are you there? Are you muted? You got to unmute yourself. Okay. 914-979, your mic is open.
All right, my brother. I think that Dr. Winborn, he really brought some good info on what he just said. And it's very true. Our people need to now, you know, grasp a new reality of what can happen. We have to be able to see it and believe it, that it can really happen for us. And when you put together a program that can actually teach them these things, as well as provide the financing as well, then that's going to really have a huge impact on turning things around for them. And that's some of the things that we need to put into place. Because even with, you know, as I was sharing with you, my brother, you know, when you put these kids out on the street, and yes, they're our future, but yet if you don't give them any positive programs for them to get into, the only thing that they see is hanging out on the streets and getting involved with these gangs, getting involved with selling drugs and all these other crazy things, then that's the only opportunity they have. And what happens from there, it causes a lot of negative situations to occur for them. But if we could put up different programs for our youth as well as adults, what will happen is it will really create a very wonderful opportunity for our people. And just like you were saying, my brother, you see how so many people have spent 8 and 6 years in college and stuff. Then when they get out, they can't even get hired for a job that they were trying to get involved with. But if you put together your own system where once they finish the programs that we create, the money's waiting there for them so they can just make some cash and really have a new reality on what they're going to start being able to live. So all of these things are very, very important. But the only difference is that if we do not create a system and we just rely on Master Tali to help us because we just so brainwashed to want to deal with whatever he said we're going to do, then that's the problem. We have to come out of that mindset and see ourselves as not having to be loyal to every word that he says to do, because a lot of times most of that he's telling us to do is things that are keeping us down and suppressed. And in this, unfortunately, in the vibration of mental poverty. And once we come out of mental poverty and see that not only that's something that's possible for us to do, but we're worthy of doing it, we're capable of doing it, and we will do it. That's the new mindset that we have to come into. And once we can get our people into that state of consciousness, we're going to be good to go.
Amen. Great, 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 great. We're going to open up 347-880. 347-880. You want to contribute to the conversation? Okay, 646-943, you want to contribute to the conversation? Your mic is open, 646-943, your mic is open. Okay. All I want to say, people, that we have a great opportunity here right now, and I would suggest everyone, by the sound of my voice, all those who called in and those who standing around, get blacklisted, get a part of something great, do something that's going to change your economic situation, that's going to help your family, your children, your grandchildren, et cetera. Do something to change the way we don't like the way people behave, then we just fire them. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to deal with people there and their ignorance, and it's not going to change. You know, I can just, you know, from what I can see, you know, we're going on and on and on with the same stupidity. You know, I give an example. A great example is Afghanistan. You know, they go in there and they start messing around for 20 years, don't know what the hell they're doing, don't understand the culture of the people, the language, what the people are about, you know, getting all in the Kool-Aid, don't know the flavor. And they end up, just like I said, you start off bad, you end up bad. You know, Afghanistan was a bad situation 20 years ago, and it's a bad situation now. You know, now they're confused. They don't know what to do. They want to get the hell out, and they're killing people. Trust and believe, the 6,000 that went back, 6,000 is not coming back home, y'all. Okay? They already killed Americans over there. As far as they're trying to keep it, Americans are being killed over there. And those 6,000 soldiers that went over, I think over 100 or something of them right now has already been killed. So it's just about being in a bad situation. It's about doing things the wrong way. It's about being not right. See, sometimes you got to clean up your backyard before you go clean up somebody else's. You know, the Bible says sweep in your backyard before you sweep in somebody else's. Why? So you will know how to sweep when you get to the other person's backyard. America need to take care of their own business, of humanity, of consideration for others. I'm talking about freedom and protecting freedom. Well, damn it, protect freedom in this country right here in America, because the damn sure ain't nothing free. There's no freedom here. Dr. Winborn gave a list of things that's going on in this country right now, this minute. I faced it in the 50s, and my mother and father faced it in the 20s and the 30s, and my grandparents faced it, and my grandparents faced it in the 1800s, and so forth and so on. It ain't getting better. Why? Because you fucked up the first time and you ain't making no changes. You ain't making no kind of changes. And ain't nothing going to change until we make a change. We're going to have to do that. They ain't going to do it. Government is not going to do it. Government is fixated on their ideological, their political ideology and their constitutional basis of nonsense. The Constitution have a whole bunch of nonsense in it. And those government officials, their job is uphold that document and uphold that system that's been around for 400 years that's been screwing everybody up. So it's not going to change. But right. The thing about it is they start off wrong and they ended up wrong, and they not doing nothing to fix the problem. That is the problem. There's no mechanism in place to fix what happened. They can't fix the problem here in America, okay? The injustice, the racism, systemic, societal, whatever racism you want to call it, institutional. They got so many damn names for racism in America. Why? Because there's so much of it. But if you can't fix that, America, if you can't fix the damn racism killing and the dehumanizing and demoralizing of people of color's lives, if you can't take care of here, what the hell makes you think you can go somewhere else and take care of something? If I can't fix my car, why the hell do I think I can fix Dr. Winborn's car?
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I told people when I was doing research for Negronomics and I was looking at photos, and I realized that the only difference between the photos that were taken in the 60s and the photos that were taken from then on to the 2000s, right? The only difference in the photos is the color.
Exactly.
Is they in color now? They're almost the signs. The signs are almost exactly the same. The people look almost exactly the same. The police are doing the same thing. So it's all theater. Nothing has changed except for the color of the photo. You follow me? So we went from Polaroid to HD. That's the only thing. Now our photos are in our blood, and the brutality is in high definition now. And now it's videotaped. You know. So we got a lot of work to do. It's not going to be easy, but it definitely can be done. We just have to make up our mind to do it. And, you know, it may be a little uncomfortable, but we got to do it. We have to do what we have to do. Or else, my people, I don't want to sound drastic, or else we will be annihilated. Let me tell you something. I saw a video on yesterday where the guy was talking about his uncle or his father, I wasn't sure, his relative was a farmer, and how he's saying that the government is paying farmers above the price of the product for them to destroy it. And so if they don't destroy it, they won't pay them any money. So they're paying farmers to destroy their crop. All right? They are trying to orchestrate a food shortage. Some weeks back, there was a video guy telling how he was confused. He was an oil trucker, drives the oil trucks. He picked up his load. His work order told him to take the oil and dump it. What? What do you mean take the oil and dump it? He called his supervisor, and his supervisor said this to him, listen, those are the orders, just follow the orders. Don't ask no questions, just do what they tell you to do. They're trying to cause an oil shortage. We need to wake up, people. You hear me? I'm being as calm as possible on this August the 27th in the year of 2021 at 8:52 p.m. in the evening. I'm telling you, they are planning on something really, really big that's going on. And if we don't stop the foolishness and find a way to come together and work together, we are going to be in a world of trouble. You know how Bernie Mac said trouble and the players go, trouble, trouble, trouble. We're going to be in trouble. I'm making light of it, but it's not funny at all. We have to come together and stop listening to those people that see that we can't. And I don't think that we got much time to do it either. I mean, just look around. Just look around and just wake up. That's all I can tell the people. Just wake up and look around. Back to you, my dear brother Robertson.
Yes, people, we're coming to the final end. I just want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. All my business, Black Business Network, Black Business Billionaires Network Club members, all of y'all showed up and showed out. All of y'all getting blacklisted. That's beautiful. And, you know, we got to keep working together, keep developing together. Man, you know something. Sometimes the Bible says, get into the battle, but don't go to war. You know, y'all got to figure that one out. But, you know, God is in control of everything, and, you know, he knows what's best for us. You know, you can't get weary and well-doing. You can't let people stop you for things that you know belong to you. You know, certain things belong to us. This country belongs to us. We have a damn right to everything and anything that's offered here. Our blood, sweat, and tears, our ancestors built this. They running around talking about Columbus and whoever else they praise in the founding fathers, and that's what gave them such a prestigious position in America. Well, that's a misnomer. The real people should have the position as though the meek should inherit the earth. The real people should have the power here is those who gave their lives, their blood, sweat, and tears, worked night and day for nothing. And I'd be damned if I'm going to allow myself, my family, or anyone around me that understand to continue to be abused. You know, we have to wake up and say this is an abusive relationship. It's like a bad marriage that needs an end, needs a divorce quickly. But if you don't step up and throw it in their face, a bully will bully you until you knock him inside his head and expose him for who he is. And that's what America's about. They're bullying, they're treacherous, and they're sick. Until we expose them and stand up to them, because you know what, you know something? I know a lot of people say, well, you know, the final analysis is that they can kill you. Well, you know what? I rather, my father said, a coward dies 1,000 lives, a man dies one time. I'd rather die one time and get it over with. And continuing this misery, because this has got to stop. You got to stop every day, killing
every day.
Of innocent every black
day.
People. And you know something, those that we see on television and we read in the newspaper and we hear on the radio, and then there's hundreds of them that
that's
we do not hear about.
Right, that we don't hear about. You're right. So
my thing is this. When we going to stop it? Dig it. My thing is, when we going to stop it so it don't become my kid, your grandson, my grandson, or whoever. I mean, you know, these kids, but the final analysis that village concern, that black, the African theology, the village to raise a child, they're all our children. So I take it personal when any child is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, but let's keep going. Let's keep power. We got the final analysis. I want everybody to come next week. Let's keep talking about getting blacklisted. Let's keep talking about staying together. Let's keep talking to make it better. So if you have any parting words, Dr. Winborn, I'm just going to say see y'all next week.
Ditto. Those are my parting words. Ditto. I say what he said.
There you go. And now we got to see what we're going to do. Here we go.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is in control,
y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within your heart.
Hold it close.
Hold it close.
Don't ever
depart. If there's cold in the night.
But you'll be alright. Gotta get better.